Kavu a Mishnah betchila. So now he's speaking about Kol Yisrael Shachavam Haba. Why does he? Why is this Mishnah at the beginning of Pirkei Avos? What's it? It's not really part of Pirkei Avos. So why would it be there? Bekavu a Mishnah betchila. The reason why this Mishnah was nikva first. Ki roachach meador galus Yisrael b'tzareisam ba'erech hagalus. They saw Klal Yisrael in its tzaris in the length of the galus. Hamarach has a vekovu dvarim elu l'nachem oisem alibam v'yedu ma'alosam hagdol l'yoyna. There's a certain sense of knowing what the maila is that we menachem from the tzaris. I want to add in a certain nekuda. There's something called nechumim shel hevel. It's one of the kinnis we say echt nachamuni hevel. There's something called the Gemara calls it that tanchum shel hevel. Tanchum shel hevel is where you're not. If somebody says his father died, someone tells him, ah, but you should be happy your mother's alive. Doesn't really add much to the tanchumin. It's not a real tanchum. It's just basically telling you, dwell on the good and don't dwell on the bad. But there was bad. Real nechumim is where you see it in the context of something bigger. L'mashal, I start a business, it's not going so well. So someone comes and tells me, the first and second year of the business is when you've spent the money to build up the business, and business is coming to the third year. But this is the normal mahalach. You're in the minus now because of all the outlays, but this is part of a much bigger mahalach, which is good. When Klal Yisrael is in Golus, so to tell them that it's going to end soon is not such a nechama, but when they understand that as part of a that they're much bigger than what they're suffering, that's a nechama. Yes, umas ha'olam are happy with the fact that they're wealthy and they have whatever physical material goods they have. Yeshem Yisrael is smayach b'chalk matzchas machayna. Klal Yisrael should be happy with the bigger hatzlach, which is ruch nisik hatzlach, the gula. Ulefikach sida dvarim eilu zeh hazeh. Tchilas klal Yisrael yeshem chalkolam haba. Ve'ein zeh schar mitzvahs klal. So it's not the pshat if you do good, you'll get something. Because that's true even for dogs. It says that HaKashvah is not mekapeh ha-schar kol beria, and certainly won't mekapeh ha-schar of Yisrael. But he's telling them, you are b'nei olam haba. The chelek olam haba means your metzias be'etzim is of a different world, of a higher world. And that's why mitzat etzim yosef b'ad shem yisbar choysam, they're shaykh to that world. K'mo yishomu neitzim ator ma'asar yisbar. Ki b'mashe ma'isi yodav yesh b'mala yoyna. L'kach zeich olam haba. Because they're ma'isi yodav kodesh baruch hu, that's why they have olam haba. V'kach amirin perik chelek. Kot meim se bol olam haba. Reb chiyah reshim rebi chara mishar shenolad. Chara mishar shesiper. Ma'an mishar shenolad dechsi v'yagidu tzidkosa la'am noilad ki'osa. So it says the am is called noilad. U'man di oma mishar shesiper dechsi v'yagidu. Zera Yavdenu Yisupa Lashem Ladar Adkan. Harei Lecha Ki Mitzad Etzem Abriya Shei Yisrael She Netzem Takash Baruch Hu Rilam Haba. Let's describe a little bit this point. The Maila Olam Haba is a Ruchniistic world, a world that's Kulei Ruchni. That is an extraordinarily big oineg for people that are ruchniim. If a person is not a ruchni, Olam Haba is not at all a makom of tanugim. It's something which is it could be even distressful. If you're a Talmud Chacham and you go hear a shir by somebody very chashiv, very big Talmud Chacham or shmuz or whatever. So you are misaneg from it. It's somebody else who's not a Tamkham sits in, and it's painful. You sat an hour and a half transfixed and hanging on to every word, and that person sat an hour and a half counting how many balatas on the floor backwards and forwards, and until you run out of them. So lemaisa olam haba is a different world. For the people whose mukar and shorish is olam haba, then that world, then that is the great tainuk to be shaykh to that world. Adrabah, this world is not quite our natural habitat, and we're not exactly misaneg with it. Olam haba is the makom tanugim, but so Klal Yisrael, even a newborn is zechlam haba means because mitzad the etzem mitzias of them they are bnei olam haba. Masha'in kein umas olam are not. Now a guy who does good things is zeichet to olam haba because those good things themselves are ruchnius. And the person has something to gain from that world, has something to appreciate. But Klal Yisrael mitzad their nature. Now they can distort it, they can destroy it, they can be mafkiet until they get to a matzav of chutzmi. But the default setting is their ruchnistic beings that have a shaykhah state. It's not very different than Lamashal if I'm speaking to somebody in America who came from Greece. So for him, going back to Greece is a very, very pleasurable. It's something that he wants. And even if he makes a lot of money in America, he wants to stay in America and make the money go back to Greece. But Greece is the place that he feels at home and he feels good about it and so on. Mashenki and somebody else, so Greece might be an interesting place to visit. Certainly is not going to be teifis him in any meaningful way. Olam haba belongs to Klal Yisrael inside the etzem mohus, and that's why it is mishanoilad or mishasipe. Harei l'chokim inside etzem bria shal Yisrael shehem neitzem atoya kadosh baruch hu ruyan lo olam haba ve'ein zem inside mitzvah maisim v'achar ka yesh madrega cheres him amidas toyos yishores v'dozer nimshach gam kan Yisrael me'ach ha'shem ba'atzen ha'bria atoy v'yishore nimshach ha'chaz amidas atoyos. And so on. So you have a second madrega, which are the midas, tevis, and yisharis, which are built into each person. They can develop it, they cannot develop it. So there's a nakuda, that's toiv. There are the midos that are also toiv in Klal Yisrael. Ve hashlishi yitoira shi ala koil ashayesi yisrael atoira lefikach bo achaze dira b'chinar kasha eskash bo zay yisrael lefikach b'chinar mitzvahs. So if we need to describe Klal Yisrael's Dargis, let's translate it a little bit to Olam HaMitzvahs. You have a Nekuda Pnimis in a person that either is Ruchnistik or not Ruchnistik. The person is, and that's the Moshe, a person is a Maimon Beteva. These things where a person is Be'etzem, like the, it's sort of a Nekuda. Is this person want good or does this person not want good? Then there is the general disposition of the person. As the person have a netiya towards the toiv in the world or not, and that reflects itself in midas more than anything else, because these are general patterns of behavior. And finally, we have all the maisim that come out of it, or Torah. Torah is extra special inyanim that help lift up a person even further. That is, so there are three layers where Toiv can tap into any one of these three, actually. V'chein hoya olam kitchila nivra olam v'achar kach hoya noyeg olam b'derech eretz b'loy terech. Derech eretz, like we spoke a while back, derech eretz means natural natural hisnagus, natural behavior that's toiv, that would be called derech eretz. kind, civil, giving, modest. These are things that sort of you sense as being Akash Baruch Hu Ratzon within the Bria. So, Torah itself, one would say, is a more advanced and sophisticated mode of Toiv. So, a person can be just about Toiv. Doing anything, in terms of his midas or toiv and so on, but when a person takes on the all of Torah, when a person has Torah, so he's building on top of that, and what he's building is a far advanced version of toiv. You have the bria. Which means the basic good that Avram tried to bring into the Bria, that's called Derech Eretz. That's Chof of Derech is Kod Medech Eretz HaTorah. V'achazeh bo'a Torah, k'ma she'ez bo'a, b'med sh'amaleh, Chof of Derech is Kod Medech Eretz HaTorah, sh'nema, lishon Derech Eretz HaChayim, Derech Zeh Derech Eretz, achak Eretz HaChayim, sh'HaTorah. U'mezeh yesh lehovin, ma'ashama kosov neitzem HaTorah. So, let me just describe the piece before, when he says that it was Derech Eretz was Kodma LaTorah. The pshat that people instinctively tighten these words is that Derech Eretz is more important than Torah. That's sort of the way they tighten it. It's not really true. That's not the tighten at all. Derech Eretz Kodma LaTorah means that the mahalach of a person getting to the ultimate toiv goes from Derech Eretz to Torah. It implies two things. If you haven't traveled on the road of Derech Eretz, you're not going to get to Torah. And if you travel the road, it will take you there. So, Lamashal, let's take an example. Learning, just a somewhat similar example. If a person learns Pshat well, the Gemara Shetais is what's the Kasha, what's the Teretz, what's from that. So, unless he does that, his knowledge of Lomdus will be garbled. So it's absolutely necessary for the Lomdus to be able to learn it to learn it well and solid. If a person learns the Gemara really well and solid, it will raise the questions that will prompt the lumdus. In other words, at some point you can't answer pshat. There's a real problem here, and we need to address it. So the two come together in terms of Derech Eretz Kodma LaTorah means Derech Eretz must be in place before. Torah is certainly where we're striving to. But without Derech Eretz, we're not going to get there. That's one part of it. And the second part of it is that unless we, if we do go on that road and we take it, so a person who's Bem is a good person and does good and does right, and wants to good and right, will find Torah in the search. It's like the Kuzari, when he started, that the Melech was a really good guy and he wanted to do the right things and the good things. And he kept having the dreams that, you know, you're just not there yet. But the search to find right, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalom Tzu, that's another, the flip side of Derech Eretz Kodma LaTorah. So he says, Lefikach sod gimel milas elo zeh hazeh. Mailaschus Asen Sarabria, Shebishulze Kol Yisoy Shechevam Haba, Vacharkach Sidru Aperek She Midas Shem Yisrael, Vacharkach Majestat Torah, Kilash Yisrael Olam Chalkim Nachosay Olam Haba. So our understanding of the tsura of in which Torah Raifi goes is that Mahalach. There's a Shari Kedusha of Reb Chaim Vital, where someone that's sort of a Musa Sefer. Well, it's actually funny. It's not a Musa Sefer. The right way to put it. He writes the Shari Kedusha. He wrote that people have asked him to get Ruach HaKodesh, and they said they've had a hard time with it. So he wants to just give simple instructions, and where anybody can attain Ruach HaKodesh. It starts with, obviously, you have to be Nizar and all the mitzvahs and Losa says, and even Rabbanans, and the Chas Shalom, you should not leave anything whatsoever, and so on and so forth. It sort of it knocks us out of the running with the first step. But Al Kaponim, his mahalach is that he writes there, he asks a question, very famous, quoted quite often, how come Midas, if they're so big, why aren't they mentioned in the Torah? So he says because their chad's called the Torah. That's sort of what he answers, which is kind of strange. So what is the answer? And the Teretz is, Torah is not just a nice book of good things to do. Torah is it's a certain darga of ruchnius that is that it gives a person a toisefes maila that's godly. Lamashal, a person who does zaymis v'nerach has the basic nekudas that a human being needs to be human. Klai Yisrael has a toisefes to it, but Torah stands as a toisefes to a person who is that. A person who has the right temperament, the right midas, is shayach to accepting to move a step further and to build on it a world of ruchnis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ruchnis, of Torah ruchnis. So it's not that the midas don't need to be told, and we certainly are practically missing a lot that we don't have something to teach us midas, but in the Seder HaDevarim, Torah is the limud that takes you from the world of the average person, the normal person, the Adam who's a ben noyach, to a world beyond that, and therefore you need to have those three dagas. So you need to have a sherish neshama that's toiv, and that's Kol Yisrael. You need to have midas, which Klai Yisrael also has, and those midas are those midas are transmitted in Pirkei Avos. It's written about, and it's written. In other words, it's meant to be a basis for anything else. These midas are prerequisites for something bigger than that. Once you have that, it's now shayach to have Torah on top of that. That's the Seder HaDvarim. So he says, so it's interesting the way he says it. He says that the reason why Chazal gave it to us is not for the good, not just because the person needs to do it and we need to have a drach on how to do it and so on. It makes us feel miyuchad. When Klai Yisrael understands that they're suffering because better, different, higher expectations, it's easier to work with. Then I understand that the reason why it's so tough is because it's a much better chelek, much better nachla. That's the what he says here. Any questions? Okay, so Blina, the next week we said 7:30 would be good for you. Okay, great. Okay, good job. Bye. Okay, good. Great. Call to back. Travis.